All right, our scripture today, I had to wonder if Luke could even imagine how well-loved this passage would be when he wrote it. But let's read it. I'll read it, and you can follow along. Luke 2, 1 to 14. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among them those whom he favors." The word of the Lord. Randy.
Well, good morning, everyone. Beautiful morning of worship. The fellowship time before this service was beautiful to be together. Advent 4 and Christmas Sunday all together. Thanks be to God. Let's start with prayer. Thank you, dear God, for this wonderful story of Jesus coming into our lives and into the world. We say thank you. Help us to keep growing, even with this familiar story this morning. Help us to be reminded of who you are and how you continue to come into the world and into our lives. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Emily and I don't have any pets in our house. I grew up with dogs and cats. Emily grew up in a farmette where animals are always outside, never inside the house. I like animals in the house. I could be okay with it. So we wait this Advent season expectantly for the time that pets may someday be in the home. But animals are just such a gift from God. And in our story this morning, how cool is it that angels are proclaiming and shepherds are praising, and even more, there's four-legged creatures, animals, who are welcoming the Jesus into this world. Jesus is born in a manger, Luke tells us, where donkeys and cows and sheep and maybe chickens are witnessing the birth of the Lamb of God. Just take that in for a moment. This nativity scene, beautiful visual up here. Nestled in straw and cattle feed. And think about the contrast to what it could have been. A highly exalted emperor. Or a baby dwelling with lowly animals. Talk about a story that begins pretty counterculturally from what we might have expected. It will set the tone of who Jesus is. Humble, born among those living in poverty, those who had housing insecurity. Jesus' parents himself having housing insecurity, trying to find a place. What a God, this humble babe born Savior of the world. Luke's Jesus is so in touch with the least that he comes to be with all creation, humans and Indeed, in this story, animals too. What does this tell us about Jesus the King? Who did he come for? What is the mission of God? And how does this story where we see Jesus in the humble beginning fit into the larger salvation history story, including the Old Testament prophets and the vision of Shalom? What does this show us about who God is that we follow? The Gospel of Luke is a really beautiful gospel. And Luke and Acts goes together. So what we see here in Luke in this birth story, think about how that goes right into Acts and the early church. And a vision for then what the early church can look like too, for how we live with one another, the way God's vision calls us to. And the fact that Jesus is born amongst animals is not the only countercultural vision that we see here. There's more. Listen to some of these other countercultural stories. Mary is not a descendant of any great line of ancestors. She's not the wife of an esteemed husband like her cousin Elizabeth was. And to make it even more of a pretty upside-down story, she's not even married. Mary's a pregnant adolescent traveling with her fiancé. She's at risk. She's very vulnerable. See, she is socially in harm's way because she lacks that legal marriage that would have covered her. She could potentially face physical detriment and harm as one daring to give birth in the first century. This, again, shows us a picture of the God we serve. And another upside-down reversal. Who are the people that witness the entrance of the Messiah? Shepherds, we read in the story. Shepherds who may have been deemed unclean and certainly most unexpected to welcome in the Savior of the world. In the first century, it's important to understand, shepherds were generally seen as dishonest people who grazed their flocks on others' lands sometimes. They weren't the pleasant hallmark faces that we're used to seeing this time of year, where we sentimentalize them. No, the reality is that if you were hearing this story and you had heard that shepherds were some of the first ones to welcome in the Savior of the world, you probably wouldn't have had a very good picture of it at that time. What a fantastic twist that the God of this world chose to bring Jesus in. All of this tells us that the Christmas story is truly for everyone. It's about God meeting us in our pain and our loneliness, about God meeting us in our potentially frustration and anger, and a God wanting to be a part of our lives every day. The way this story introduces who Jesus is all about a Jesus not just for the rich and powerful, but for the lowly, those marginalized, maybe financially, emotionally, mentally. This Jesus is for everyone. God with us, Emmanuel. And I think the invitation as we read this familiar story over and over again is to have eyes and ears to see how this Jesus is coming into our lives and into our world today. So I want to share a few sightings of where I have seen this humble Jesus born amongst animals showing up today. And I invite all of you to think in your own lives where Jesus is showing up in the world. One place where I see the vulnerable babe Jesus showing up, it's when we recognize losses in our lives. And the holidays can be a hard time for those experiencing loss. And so in the midst of those losses, when everyone else is feeling merriment, others are feeling lonely. And yet in the midst of that loss, maybe over dinner time, there's a candle that's lit to remember that person's life. And there's a story that's shared. And we laugh or we cry to remember that person. And we remember that the humble babe Jesus is a Jesus that holds all of those emotions together in the midst of that loss. The other places I see the humble babe showing up is with sitting with someone at the A.M.B. Barsinger Cancer Institute. There's a woman in her 60s who's been battling cancer for about 10 months. She endured radiation therapy, responded pretty well, but now there was a concern about increased fluid buildup on her lungs. And she just received the news now that she only had a few weeks left to live. And so with her and her husband there, we just sat there, quiet. We couldn't fix this. We could just sit together. I see you and I hear you. And God, Emmanuel, the humble babe, is here too, sitting with you. This humble babe Jesus shows up with a Conestoga Valley mother living in a hotel on Route 30. She has two small children in the CV school system. A social worker from Conestoga Valley checks in with her from time to time, and the ministerium and some local churches are aware of the needs too. They're trying to keep relationship, but it's hard. It's hard to know how to keep relationship, how to help, but not to hurt by doing too much. In the pain and the unsure of the future, and especially over the holidays, there was a lot of emotions. But the other week, a knock on the door came. It was a local CV church member who volunteers with CVCCS. And they were there to deliver a turkey and a Christmas dinner. There was a tear that trickled down her cheek as she accepted this gift, her children in the background, excited because there were some gifts as well. This was more than food. This was more than Christmas gifts. This was a token of love, of grace, of joy and peace, the same candles that we lit in Christ. Jesus, the humble babe, had showed up in a powerful way there for that mother. The humble babe Jesus is showing up in the Mennonite Central projects around the world, Mennonite Central Committee projects. One in Burkina Faso, where gardens are growing. Through the work of MCC, there's teaching and education about how to nurture healthy soil. It takes time to nurture healthy soil, and it takes education. And so that's the goal. How do we have healthy soil so that vegetables can grow again? And it's more than vegetables. This is about small businesses getting loans so that they can start their own gardens and start to sell these vegetables. This is about families being able to actually have enough money to have basic living things. This is a picture where shalom is coming. And Mennonite Central Committee doesn't see this as just vegetables. This is about the humble babe Jesus, the light of the world, showing up in a new way through vegetable gardens. God with us, Emmanuel. The humble babe is showing up even in the midst of a politically polarizing and heated time. The humble babe is showing up in the midst of people feeling angry and frustrated. Yes, even here the humble babe shows up. And this humble baby Jesus, born amongst animals, is teaching us of how we practice humility, of how we practice service and love for the least of these. The humble babe Jesus is showing up when two retired adults are driving two young youth from our church back to Florida, enduring terrible traffic and even a flat tire, but being encouraged by the prayers of the congregation and a love gift from the prayer group that blessed them along the way. They state it helped them a lot in a really trying time to get to Florida. The humble babe Jesus was present with them on that trip. God with us, Emmanuel. The humble babe Jesus showed up as I was going for a run the other day in downtown Lancaster. I passed a house and I saw three or four people on the porch with plates of cookies near Plum Street. And just as I was passing, the door opened and I heard these people on the porch say, "Merry Christmas. We just want to thank you for being such wonderful neighbors." It was a shalom sighting. Small, yes, but it was the humble babe Jesus showing up right there. God with us, Emmanuel. So how do we respond when we see these sightings of Jesus showing up? Well, we respond the way verse 13 and 14 tells us in this story. An angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom he favors." What an appropriate response when we see the humble babe Jesus showing up. A fantastic way to say thank you, God, that you chose to enter into this world and enter into our lives. Glory to God in the highest heaven. We've been asking the last few weeks, God, what are you waiting for and what am I waiting for? This morning we say, it's worth the wait. God hears and restores our soul. You are a child of God, called to belong and to be redeemed by grace. In Jesus, hope, faith, joy, and peace meet in the Christ child. How are you being created anew? As we've been focusing on that quote, it's about creating people, new people, being born again and again. This Christmas story is for all of us, and the humble babe is showing up in each of your own lives and in our world. So the invitation is to keep eyes and ears open for how Jesus is showing up in your life. And let us, as the angels, multitude of angels shouted, let us also join in that praise. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom he favors. Amen, and glory to God.